This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Millions of people hunkered down against a deep freeze Sunday to ride out the winter storm that has killed at least 34 people across the United States. The Arctic blast has trapped some residents inside homes with heaping snowdrifts and knocked out power to scores of homes and businesses. The scope of the storm has been nearly unprecedented, stretching from the Great Lakes to near Canada to the Rio Grande along the border with Mexico. National Weather Service says about 60% of the U.S. population has faced some sort of winter weather advisory or warning. Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed that Russia is ready for talks to end the war in Ukraine, even as the country faced more attacks from Moscow, a clear sign that peace was not imminent. Putin said in a state television interview that Russia is prepared to negotiate some acceptable outcomes with all the participants of this process. But Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, during his nightly video address, struck a different tone.
Only a few days of this year left. We must be aware that our enemy will try to make this time dark and difficult for us. Russia has lost everything it could this year, but it is trying to compensate for its losses with the gloating of its propagandists. The missile strikes on our country, on our energy sector. I know that darkness will not prevent us from bringing the invaders to their new defeats. We must be ready for any scenario.
Putin, in his address, repeated that Moscow has no other choice and said he believed the Kremlin was acting in the right direction. More at VOANews.com. This is